Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. This is Easter week, and I hope you'll join me and thousands of other viewers for our Thursday night online Maundy Thursday. This is a guided online communion service that you can do by yourself, with your family, with neighbors, with friends, or even better, with your small group. And so today, before we dive into the rest of this week, I want us to pause and to think about what is the significance of communion. Now, some people call it communion. Some people call it the Lord's Supper. Some people call it the Eucharist. All of those names have significance to them. But I want to tell you about four big ideas of why this is so important. And as we do, let me read you a couple of verses from 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23. Paul, the writer, says this. He says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and he gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and he said, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And he goes on to say, "In the same way, he took the cup of the wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and his people. It's an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes." What a great teaching about the significance of communion. Let me give you four big ideas about it. And the first one is that it's a time of remembrance. Verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 11 reminds us that when we do this, we're doing it in remembrance of Jesus. In a similar way, the Jewish people celebrated the Passover once a year, that time when they would take the blood of a sacrificial lamb. Well, this communion, this Lord's Supper, looks back at the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. This is the Christian's Passover. It is a time of remembering that. But the second reminder I would give you is it's also a time of recommendation. In verse 26, it talks about this idea that every time we do this, we are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. It's similar to baptism. Now, baptism doesn't save us, it doesn't rescue us, but it is a picture. It identifies us with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And in a similar way, when we partake of communion, it does the same thing. It doesn't save us, but when we take of the bread and the juice, what we're saying with our story is that when we receive this bread and this juice, that we have received Jesus into our life, that he's the boss, he's the leader, he's the Lord of our life. Number three, it's a time of reflection. In verses 27 and 28, Paul gives this reminder. He gives this instruction that we're to examine ourselves before we partake of it. What I like to do in my own life is to take an inventory and to ask the question, God, is there any unconfessed sin in my life? Or another way of doing this is to pray the prayer that David prays at the end of Psalm 139, where he says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Reveal if there's any sinful way inside of me." Are there any unconfessed sins in our life? Are there any undealt with issues that we need to deal with before our time with God? And then here's the last reminder. Number four, it's also a time of rejoicing. Verse 26 says, "For every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Whenever we gather around this, whether at church or on Thursday night online, this is a reminder that Jesus is coming again. We don't just look back on what he did, but we look forward as well. When we look back, we have the sense of gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. But when we look forward, we have joy that our coming King is returning again. Again, I hope you'll consider joining us Thursday night. It's an online, about 13-minute experience. You just go to sugarhilleaster.com to find out all the details and to tune in. And all you'll need is some form of juice or wine and some form of bread. And again, you can do this by yourself, but I would encourage you to consider bringing some friends in, some neighbors, or your small group and experience this time together as we look back in remembrance and we look forward with joy. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.